Welcome, everybody, and welcome to this carol service, and welcome to people here and also online. Tonight we are celebrating the birth of God's Son. It's an incredible story, true story, of amazing love when God actually got his word to come and be born as the Son of God in a little town in the middle of nowhere in order to show us the intensity of God's love for each one of us. We can never doubt God's love when we look at Jesus Christ. Now, the service is going to run without interruption. So, the service will run without introductions. And please feel free to stand or sit to sing the carols. That's fine. And most readers, and in actual fact, all readers, will come up during the carol before their reading. And that would be great. I've also to say to you, in the tea and coffee place, where I hope you will join us after this service, there are two booklets on the table for everyone to pick up one and go home with them, okay? So please do share them with a neighbour if you don't want to read them yourself. Leave them on the bus, whatever you feel called to do. However, I'm going to now invite someone to come and light the Advent candles. Now, we're on the fourth week of Advent. So that's the four white candles. Okay. Oh yes, there you go. One, of course, is for, yes, the patriarchs. The second one is for, the third one is for, and the fourth one is for, that's grand. We've all been saying it for 4 weeks. We should know. So that's great. Thank you very much for doing that. So let's ask God to bless this service. God of light and wonder, help us to worship you. Touch us with the incredible joy of knowing the depths of your love that you have for each one of us, expressed so incredibly by your vulnerable baby son born on that first Christmas. May our worship bring you great pleasure. May your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. In John 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
Mm-hmm. people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Comes in the night of this child, hiding a heavenly light to this child, coming to us like a stranger, this heavenly child. This child, heaven come down now to be with us here, heavenly love and mercy are here, softly and awe and wonder come near to this heavenly child. This child rising on us like the sun, oh this child, given to light everyone, oh this child, guiding our feet on the pathway to peace on earth. This child, heaven come down now to be with us here, heavenly love and mercy are here, softly in awe and wonder come near to this heavenly child. This child raising the humble and poor, oh, this child making the proud ones to follow, this child filling the hungry with good things, this heavenly child. This child, heaven come down now to be with us here, heavenly love and mercy are here, sadly in awe at wonder come near, oh this heavenly child.
Reading Luke 2 verses 1 to 7. Everyone went to their own town to register, so Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
Come, O ye faithful, join.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those in whom his favor rests."
One night in December, one light from a silver star, one child to remember, God has come to us, God has come to us. How tiny the baby, how perfect in every way, how can we deny that God has come to us, God has come to us. Come now and be near him. Come rest a while. Kneel down and receive him. God has come to us. Come now and be near him. Come rest a while, kneel down and receive him. God has come to us, God has come to us.
Lord has come to us.
Thank you. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' Out of his fullness, we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you for all who've taken part this evening. Jesus, the light of the world. I wonder, what does that mean to you? You know, I reckon we live in a dark world. If you look around in the news, there's lots of dark things going on. And dare I say, sometimes in our lives, dark things happen. We can be ill. Our loved ones can be ill. They can be divorced. There can be all sorts of things. God understands, and he's come to bring the light of the world. Now, have you noticed locally, there is a theme of light. Torquay has a wonderful display of lights on the seafront. Dartmouth Steam Railway has an impressive train of lights. That's taken from Kingsway, I think, and the train of lights passes the bottom of our garden each evening. It's wonderful. Light is very attractive. Jesus is the light of the world. And as well as being immensely attractive, he shows us very important truths about God. Three questions. Have you ever wondered what God is like? Have you ever wondered, what is God like? Jesus, the light of the world, came to show us what God is really like. Joseph was told that Jesus was to be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus is totally human, as shown by his birth in a manger, but he's also totally God. If you want to know what God is like, look at Jesus. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. And before Abraham was, I am. And that second statement nearly led to him being stoned for blasphemy. Jesus shows us what God is like. When I went away to university a long time ago, I determined to find out what God is like and to read the life of Jesus. And that's one of the things that persuaded me to become a Christian. Jesus shows us that God is love. Do you know that God knows all about you and loves you deeply? Jesus shows us that God cares about our suffering, as shown by his weeping at the funeral of his close friend Lazarus. Jesus shows us God cares about all our suffering. He healed the leper, healed the blind, healed the crippled. But Jesus also shows us that God is totally pure. He led a perfect life. He was able to say to his enemies, who of you convicts me of sin? If you wonder what God is like, read his true story in the Gospels. We have a number of Gospels, Gospels of John, and they're on the tables next door. Do help yourself, they're quite free. And it just says the true story of the Lord Jesus. When I ordered them recently for this evening's service, I only discovered later that on the front it said, I am the light of the world. So, well, there's something in that, I guess. So, please do read a gospel for yourself. Second question, have you ever wondered, why did Jesus die on a cross? We have behind me here a cross. But perhaps it might seem, if you think about it, quite a strange thing to have. The cross as a symbol of Christianity. Somebody once said it's something like people having an electric chair on a pendant around there, or a hangman's noose. It was a horrible way to die. Why is it the symbol of Christianity? Jesus, the light of the world, was called Jesus by Joseph and Mary because he would save his people from their sins. God sent his son as a baby to eventually become our savior. The Bible tells us the only way we can be forgiven is for a perfect person to take the punishment we all deserve because of our sin or wrongdoing. Now, all of us think things that are wrong. We all say things that are wrong. We all do things that are wrong. The prophet Isaiah, 400 years before Jesus, said this: "He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray." Certainly true, isn't it? "Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." The Lord Jesus did not deserve to die on the cross, and yet he died to take the punishment you and I deserve. We can be forgiven, totally forgiven. My secret sins, my open sins, can all be forgiven. The Bible says this: "He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness." Jesus died on a cross to take the punishment we deserve for our sins. Third and final question: have you ever wondered how we can receive God's forgiveness in Jesus? Jesus, the light of the world, commands us, firstly, to turn from all we know to be wrong. Secondly, accept his death and resurrection for us as a gift. And thirdly, to be baptized, to show we are turning away from sin and giving our lives to following him. There is no other way. Jesus, the light of the world, tells us, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." It's written behind me. We are commanded to accept the death of Jesus as a gift. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Now, gifts need to be received. It's a wonderful verse early on in John chapter 1, verse 12. "As many as received Jesus, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." So, we need to turn from all we know to be wrong, in thought, word, and deed, receive the gift of forgiveness, and thirdly, we need to be baptized to show that we have what we've done, and we've committed our lives to follow Christ. And so, it comes to my second gift. It's all for gifts tonight, isn't it? Second gift is this, "Why Christmas?" by Nicky Gumbel. And you know, ask me for a copy of it, and I think there's a few copies on the tables next door. And that explains more carefully and more thoroughly why Christmas, why Jesus came. So there we have it. Jesus, the light of the world, is Emmanuel, God with us, so that we can know what God is like. Secondly, Jesus, the light of the world, can be our Saviour as he died on the cross to take the punishment for our sins. Thirdly, Jesus, the light of the world, can be our own personal Saviour as we turn from all wrong that we know, accept his forgiveness, and confess him as Lord. I'm only a simple physics teacher, so I try and keep things simple, but I hope that's clear enough. But if you'd like me to say any more, explain anything, then please do have a chat afterwards. We're going to respond. It's always good to respond when you hear God's word. And we're going to respond by singing two songs which talk about Jesus and who he is. He's called Emmanuel. And so the first song is, well, it's two songs, one both called Emmanuel. And please feel free to join in, or if you want, wish to, just listen to the words and think, what do the words mean? Thank you, Claire. Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you.
About how we can make this a reality. Jesus, the light of the world, our Saviour. Let's pray. Thank you, Holy Lord, for sending Jesus to be the light of the world and our Saviour. Please help us all to receive this gift anew for ourselves this Christmas. Amen.
We hope that you will come and join us in the hall after this. And let us have a blessing. The blessing of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon us all, now and forevermore. And we all say, Amen. God bless you this Christmas.